Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, yes, yes. Forgive I, and may I forgive the I, and may I and I be forgiven. Gemar Khatima Toba. Here in season. Gemar Khatima Toba. May you be signed and sealed in the book of life. Gemar Khatima Toba. Here for the reason for the season. Yom HaKippurim. Yom, the day HaKippurim. Of the atonements, of the coverings, right here. Here, we are actually technically at the fulfillment of it. So we're going to review right here for this Yom HaKippurim here as a podcast is being podcasted. You know, technically speaking, the eve and the day has gone through. So once again, Gemar Khatima Toba. May you be signed and sealed in the book of life. Yes, I, Rastafari. Shalom, Chavarim. Shalom, here, with the theme on Avinu, our father. Here, reason for the season, Yom HaKippurim, with the theme on Malkeinu, Ainai King, Avinu. Our father, Malkeinu, Ainai King. Here, let's ride up, right here. Yes, I, reason for the season. Gemar Tov, a good sealing, Gemar Khatima Tova, being signed and sealed in the Book of Life, right here. Thank you.
לכן, כך התפללו אתם. אבינו שבשמיים, יתקדש שמך, תבוא מלכותך, יעשה רצונך, כבשמיים, כן בארץ. את לחם חוקנו, תן לנו היום, וסלח לנו על חטאינו, כמו שסולחים גם אנחנו לחוטאים לנו. ואל תביאנו לידי ניסיון, כי אם חלצנו מן הרע, כי לך הממלכה והגבורה והתפארת לעולמי עולמים. אמן. 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 אמן.
קדמאווי. קדמאווי. אינפלציה.
The whole place is due for
Tefillah ha'adon. Abinu shebeshamayim yitakadesh shemicha taboa melakotecha. Ya'ise retzonecha kebeshamayim na'ise be'aretz. Et lachem chukenu ten lanu hayom. Weselach lanu et ashamatenu ka'aisher Elohim, anchenu la'aisher ashmu lanu, ve'al tabienu lide masa ki'im, chelzenu min hara'a. Ki lacha hamamalaka, ve'gebra ve'tifret la'olame ulami'im. Amen.
Kadamawi, kadamawi, inflatia!
The whole place is due for
You name Jagat and is a rebel among men. He didn't know like the name. Yes, and you name Jagat and is a rebel among men. He didn't know like the name. When I call him Rastafari, watch how we can tremble. He then no like the name. For when I call him Rastafari, watch how we can tremble. He then no like the name.
I and I are the black Jews. And Israel King is Israel God. And upon the crucifixion tree there, where Jesus Christ is crucified, you see I-N-R-I, I-Negro, 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 I-Negro,
Ethiopia, 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 Ethiopia shall soon stretch out her hands unto God. Sing unto God, ye kingdoms of the earth. O sing praises unto the Lord. Sila.
Yesama abatachnoy, basamay mitnor, simi qades, mengist timta, fakade basamay ndonech, ndium bamdirtun, yelet injerachinin, fitan zare, bedelachinin mikirbelen, inya yebedelenin ikir ndemnil, abetu wede fetanam atagbar, kakfullu adenin ji, mengist yantinatna, hayl, misgana, bedelala.
The Lord's Prayer in English, Ge'ez and Amharic. After this manner, therefore pray ye. Matthew chapter 6, verse 9. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Ge'ez, Abune zebesamayat, yitkades simika, timsa' mengistika, weikun fekareka, bekama besamay kamahu bemidir, sisayene, zelele iletene, habene yom, hedig leni, abesane, wagagayene, kemene hinneni, nhedig lezi abese lene, Itaabiane, igzio, wiste men sut, alla dihanene, ubalihane, imkulu ukui, isme zi ake, yi itemengist hail, wasibhat la alam, alam, amen. Amharik, abata chinhoi, besamaye mitenor, سميك أدس من قستيتم تا فكادة بسمعين هونج اندهم بمدر تهون يألت انجلاتشنن ستنزاري بدلاتشنن ميكربلن ان يامي بدلو يكرن دمنل عبتو ورفاتنا نتاقبان ككفو هلو أرنين انجي من قست يانتناتنا حايلم كبر مسقانا لزل آلمو آمين.
So right here, here for this Day of Atonement, here according to the royal order, we have a psalm. I think the psalm reflects much of the season, reason for the season. We say royal order Ethiopian Hebrews, looking at the Hebrew core, as His Majesty Kadamahala Salah said, that the Hebrew, the foundational language, and then looking at the Ethiopians, the Israelites of Ethiopia, the practices and the tribe, even coming down to us in these latter days and time, but going back to the roots, right here we have today's daily psalm, which is Psalm 104. It's the ideal psalm here in the season, reason for the season, concerning the soul, concerning redemption. But here, to give a first ear, a plain read from the KJV, Alexander Scorby right here on the read. Hear this, today's daily psalm here for the Yom HaKippur.
Psalm 104. Yes, sir. Bless the Lord, O my soul. O Lord, my God, thou art very great. Thou art clothed with honor and majesty, who coverest thyself with light as with a garment, who stretchest out the heavens like a curtain, who layeth the beams of his chambers in the waters, who maketh the clouds his chariot, who walketh upon the wings of the wind, who maketh his angels spirits, his ministers a flaming fire, who laid the foundations of the earth, that it should not be removed forever. Thou coveredst it with the deep as with a garment. The waters stood above the mountains. At thy rebuke they fled, at the voice of thy thunder they hasted away. They go up by the mountains, they go down by the valleys unto the place which thou hast founded for them. Thou hast set a bound that they may not pass over, that they turn not again to cover the earth. He sendeth the springs into the valleys which run among the hills. They give drink to every beast of the field, the wild asses quench their thirst. By them shall the fowls of the heaven have their habitation, which sing among the branches. He watereth the hills from his chambers. The earth is satisfied with the fruit of thy works. He causeth the grass to grow for the cattle, and herb for the service of man, that he may bring forth food out of the earth, and wine that maketh glad the heart of man, and oil to make his face to shine, and bread which strengtheneth man's heart. The trees of the Lord are full of sap, the cedars of Lebanon which he hath planted, where the birds make their nests. As for the stork, the fir trees are her house. The high hills are a refuge for the wild goats, and the rocks for the conies. He appointed the moon for seasons. The sun knoweth his going down. Thou makest darkness, and it is night, wherein all the beasts of the forest do creep forth. The young lions roar after their prey and seek their meat from God. The sun ariseth. They gather themselves together and lay them down in their dens. Man goeth forth unto his work and to his labor until the evening. O Lord, how manifold are thy works! In wisdom hast thou made them all. The earth is full of thy riches. So is this great and wide sea, wherein are things creeping innumerable, both small and great beasts. There go the ships. There is that Leviathan, whom thou hast made to play therein. These wait all upon thee, that thou mayest give them their meat in due season. That thou givest them, they gather. Thou openest thine hand, they are filled with good. Thou hidest thy face, they are troubled. Thou takest away their breath, they die and return to their dust. Thou sendest forth thy spirit, they are created, and thou renewest the face of the earth. The glory of the Lord shall endure forever. The Lord shall rejoice in his works. He looketh on the earth, and it trembleth. He toucheth the hills, and they smoke. I will sing unto the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praise to my God while I have my being. My meditation of him shall be sweet. I will be glad in the Lord. Let the sinners be consumed out of the earth, and let the wicked be no more. Bless thou the Lord, O my soul. Praise ye the Lord.
Yes, Gemar Hatama Toba, being signed and sealed, may you be signed and sealed in the book of life right here, here, here. Here on the podcast, because of when we podcast, this is actually fulfilled, Yom HaKippurim, you know, according to the letter of the law, has already been fulfilled in this season, this time right here. But since this is the first podcast here for the Shabuah, here we are going to go over the basic overview, a little bit of the evening. Let's first of all just give the overview, right? Here at this present time, in New York City, Eastern Seacoast time is like 10:47 and it's 9:25, 2023 or September 2023. So this is just for an overview. Right here, beginning, as we mentioned, even from the Ha'azinu, the 53rd sabbatical study podcast and all that Shabuah leading up to the Shabbat Shubah, the Sabbath of return, sense of return, Shubah, and then we have Teshubah or Teshuvah, right? Repentance, the sense of repentance, the sense of turning, you know, turning away from the wrong way into Yahweh. That's the idea implied. But it's on Tishri 9th, the 9th of Tishri. Now, Hebraically and Judaically, this year is counted as 5784. Ethiopically, the long count is 7,516. The short count is 2016. In the Ethiopian New Year, Melkam Adis Ahmet, Adarasachu, Melkam Inkut Atash, you know, as well as a Shana Tova Umatuka for a good New Year. So both the solar, right, the solar lunar New Year and the lunar solar New Year. Therefore, Royal Order, Ethiopian Hebrews. The Ethiopian New Year has come in this year, the 12th. It's a leap year, the 12th of September. Right. And here for the 16th, you know, looking at the Gregorian calendar. Now, here is a little bit of a challenge. Right. Because when we look at it from the Gregorian calendar, we're looking at it under what does Daniel says, they shall seek to change times and laws. Right. So we kind of have to go back and forth in order to know, OK, here's how we account time today. Right. But here's how time was accounted. Then, in fact, before even getting into even any more on that, just to keep the themes here, Chaberim, before we ride up more right here, let's talk about the Gregorian, right? Let's see, the Gregorian calendar. Here, there's an audible from a video. The Gregorian calendar is evil. Let's just say it's harmful, because another way of saying ra'a in the Hebrew, theologically, it's translated as evil. But putting into this more proper context, right? Evil, that which is sad, unkind, that which is bad, that which is worse than. So the Gregorian calendar is bad, is sad, is worse than. It's worse than the true Hebrew and the Ethio-Hebrew calculation of time. But here.
The Gregorian calendar, if you've studied history, you know that the Gregorian calendar did not go down very easily with indigenous people. The Gregorian calendar went out with the Spanish and with the Catholic bishops, and they conquered lands.
Uh-oh.
And then told people what day it was.
You hear
Most
that?
Civilizations already had their own calendar thing. And then these guys come along and say, no. This is the day. It didn't go down very easy. They had to kill millions and millions of people to get them to
hear
follow
that.
This Gregorian calendar. And what this Gregorian calendar was all about was the physical measurement of our orbit And it turns out that this is a very, very insidious tool.
Take note.
You probably
take
never
note.
Thought that a calendar could be so evil.
Ra-a.
But what this Ra-ra. Calendar has done is it has pinned our civilization's consciousness to physical evidence only.
I hear that.
The absolute dead center of our civilization is focused on only physical evidence. The measurement of physical objects moving through space. That's why it's not Year of Our Lord anymore. Because there has been a steady erosion of our consciousness of things other than physical.
So much was said right there. But the main part of it is the main point that comes at the end right there. Has pinned our consciousness to the so-called phi cycle or physical evidence only. When any living, conscious, sentient human being should know that, yes, we have physical aspects, that's our physical body. But there's something else, another aspect to us that's not quite physical. You know, our spirit, you know, our soul, our psyche, our mind, our thought that governs what we do, right, within this physical, you know, incarnation, this physicality. But that the Gregorian calendar has pinned the consciousness and has, it affects, telling time is not just about so-called what time is it, but there's an aspect of it that affects and adversely, right? He used the term evil, and I say the evil right there. In that translation, it's based on theological assumptions. It's like saying, you know, the word atonement. Why we use the word atonement when they say Yom Kippur, or as we have been saying and seen others picking up on it, even heard Garfield, you know, one-on-one made I to hear look a little of Garfield, you know, Garfield Reed talk about killing Rastafari, all this kind of like because craziness to him because of Jamaica and this and that and the next thing. But in his research, he has brought to the people, or his people, as we've been bringing to our people, Yah people and Jah people, that it's not Yom Kippur. It's actually, according to HaTorah, it is Yom HaKippurim. And it's not so much just a day of atonement, of the atonements. It's actually a day of the kapar. Kapar means to cover. It means to cover directly, we say physically, literally, in the first of the two truths, with tar, black pitch, as we have it in the scenes with Noah and Noah, as we have it also in the scene with Moshe and his mother and that whole basket incident, you know, with the Pharaoh's daughter, so forth and so on, to cover with black tar or pitch, which brings out another interesting concept. I want to heal up a brother that I and I went to school together, Brother Gene Lamar. You know, don't know too much about him right now, but, you know, he did the movie Color of the Cross. I don't know if you've seen that particular film there, Color of the Cross, very interesting film. I think there's a part two about the resurrection, so forth and so on. So the evil sense, right, bringing out the Hebrew of it, you know, because if we look at it in theological terms, right, we say Yom Kippur, Day of Atonement, and not saying that that's completely irrelevant. Right, but that's not the primary. That's not the primary sense. That's not how the Hebrews would look at it themselves, right? Because we have to recognize the linguistic science, you know, the science of the matter, you know? And we say the science, we're talking about the knowledge, you know, the knowledge of the matter. So we have the word kapar or kafar. Kafar is the H3722, kafar, right? Kafar, sometimes pointed as kapar. Right, the BDB brings out the sense definition here of to cover, and the sense of to purge, to make an atonement, to make reconciliation, and then it has here in the BDB Brown's Drivers Briggs definition based on the Strong's Concordance H3722 to cover over with pitch, with pitch. So in its root sense, it's something or to cover something with pitch. Right, with the kofar is that pitch, that black pitch, right? And as we use the example from the scriptures, we have Noah's Tevet, his ark, the Merkabah of Noah, where he was commanded to cover it over, you know, that wooden, that wooden vessel on the outside and the inside with this kofar, right? And kofar is like a black pitch, a black tar, black pitch, basically to make it watertight, water resistant. That's the earthly type. That's the, we say, the first natural type, because we have words in the Hebrew in a twofold sense, like many other languages too, especially African Shemitic language. Hebrew is an Afro-Shemitic language where there is the natural. The first things are the natural things, as Rabbeinu Yeshua said, if I show you earthly things and you can't understand it, how can you understand the spiritual or the heavenly type? In other words, to understand that kafar, in its direct meaning, its first, its natural, earthly meaning, the first of the two types mean to cover over with black tar, with this black pitch, this black substance, in order to make that thing water resistant, airtight. Now, once we have that idea, and we have a literal example in the Hebrew with Noah, even before any talk of the Yom Kippur, Yom HaKippurim, right? Secondarily, this cover over is like an insurance policy, This brings us to the traditional service on the eve, the ninth, right? The ninth of the seventh month, the seventh moon, that after the Babylonian captivity, there were some names from Babylon that were adopted. Therefore, this seventh month nowadays is called Tishri. But HaTorah, the Torah refers to as the seventh month, on the ninth, the eve, right? That's when the preparation happens. But tradition, there's a kol nidre, all vows, service. To get into that right there, a lot of talk on that, whether it's scriptural, it's biblical, it's something that was developed over time in tradition, kol nidre. But it points to the meaning of the Yom HaKippurim from a Hebrew perspective, that covering is like insurance, an accident, something happens. Are you covered? Is that covered? So the basic sense here connected with Yom HaKippurim, covering, a pacifying or a propitiation, another theological term, propitiation, right, of that which has gone wrong, of sins, of crimes, of wrongdoings. So it functions as an insurance policy within the Hebrew theological context, therefore an atonement for sin, right, to make atonement for. Or to use another word that's being popularly used in certain so-called black conscious circles, to condone. This is why we say Yahweh Eloheinu does not condone, of certain things that you may find written in the scriptures. He does not condone. He does not cover. For example, two particular crimes that there is no kafar for. There is no kafar or covering, no insurance policy, so to speak, for murder, for willful, premeditated, intentional killing or taking of another soul, another life. Neither is there for the RAPE. Don't want to say that so much because some say that, the algorithm's out there, but hopefully you can spell and put it together. So there's no covering for certain crimes or / sins or certain forfeitures, falling short, missing of the mark, right? So to be covered over, this is the primary route, to cover over, to expiate in a figurative sense, in a figurative sense. The figurative sense of the word kapar or kafar is to expiate or to condone. In a sense, to placate or even to cancel. But it comes from the root sense, the primary, the first natural earthly idea, the foundation idea, to cover specifically with pitch, that black pitch also called butumen. Or bitumen. It's called bitumen, B-I-T-U-M-E-N. And it's very interesting to look this up, to look up what the actual substance is, and also to see where in the scripture the root word is found, as well as the noun. Let's go here just to the Torah, the first book of Moshe, and let's look up the word pitch. pitch, P-I-T-C-H, pitch. In Genesis chapter 6, verse 14, it says, make thee an ark of gopher wood. We're reading from the KJV, or acacia wood, right? Gopher. In fact, in the Hebrew, it actually says gopher. Gopher is what they call that particular type of wood. Some say, you know, gopher wood. Some link it with cypress. There's some debate on the exact kind of wood that is. But suffice that to say, not the main point of this reasoning, make thee an ark of gopher wood. Rooms shalt thou make in the ark. And now the ark in the Hebrew is called the teba. Some would say nowadays Hebrew teva. Now teva, interestingly enough, in the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, has a lot etymologically to do with the tabot, the other ark. In the Royal Amharic, from the Amharic and the Ge'ez Ethiopic perspective, this is known as the Merkab, which is the root word for, like, we have with Merkabah. Now, Merkabah in the Hebrew means a chariot, refers to certain types of chariots. In the Royal Order, the Ethiopic, we have Merkab. Merkab means a ship, you know, a ship, like a ship is a Merkab. But the vessel here in Genesis chapter 6 at verse 14, the ark is the teba. So the teba has two senses in Torah, in the first two books of Torah. In Genesis, the teba is the vessel that Noah built. Secondarily, in the second book, right, of Moses, the one called Exodus or the Sefer Shemot, the Book of the Names, this is the basket vessel in that Moshe was placed. And in both examples, in both cases, what we find is the pitch, this black tar, this pitch, this bitumen, right? Here it says, room shalt thou make in the teba, hateva, and shall pitch it within and without with pitch, shall kafar it within and without, on the inside of the wood and on the outside, the inside of the vessel and the outside, with pitch, with kofir. Now, kofir, what is kofir? What is this thing called kofir? Kofir, all right? Now, kofir comes from the kafar root. The BDB, Brown's Drivers Briggs, this is at the root, getting to the root of Yom HaKippurim. We heard ones like Garfield Reed, he was talking about, well, from a Babylonian word that meant to purify a temple or something like that. Well, it could be a cognate, as one says, because we recognize from a Torah and a scriptural perspective, it testifies that all the people spoke, you know, one language at one time before it became diversified. But here in the Hebrew context, in the Hebrew sense, we have the H3724, right? Kofir, right? What is kofir? Right? Kofir here is defined in BDB, Brown's Drivers Briggs definition of the H3724 as the price of a life, ransom. They even have bribe here, price of a life, ransom, bribe. Secondarily, the second entry is a little more better to the root in the BDB definition. It's asphalt. You know the asphalt? Yeah. Pitch as a covering. So now let's think about nowadays in, you know, in these Western Gentile countries, America, England, you know, in the Western world, you know, what do they usually do? They usually, the streets usually have asphalt, right? You ever see where they put down the asphalt? That is the sense right there of the kofir, right? And gets the root idea when you see them covering over a street or something like that with asphalt, to the sense of the kippur, and at the root idea of the kippurim, right? That covering, right? Asphalt, pitch as a covering. Also, the kofir in the Hebrew, right, is the henna plant. The very same sound, the very same letters, kofir, right, is the henna plant. Now, what is, how they use henna in some parts of the East, Ethiopia, east of the River Nile, and in the Eastern countries, what do? The woman, you know, sometimes, you know, and some men, but mainly the woman, they will, you know, decorate their hands or parts of their body you know, with this, almost it seems like a temporary tattoo, so to speak, with a henna, right? Or ones might use the henna in their hair as well, you know, for different purposes. But we have the henna plant. The plant known as the henna plant, Hebraically, African Shemitically, Afro-Shemitically, in the Hebrew is known as the kofir, the name of a plant, right? And there's some dispute of whether it's a henna plant, but they know scripturally and from historical reference, it's the name of a plant. Now, that's three different usages of the kofir. Remember, in the King James Version of the Bible, in Genesis chapter 6, verse 14, it says what? It says to cover it over, right? Cover over this tabah, this vessel, Noah's Ark, was referred to as Noah's Ark, with the pitch. To pitch it over, right? To kafar it with the kofir. Basically, to kafar it with the kofir, right? So we went over price of a life, a ransom, a bribe, right? This kofir. Now, this usually points to how it's been translated in the King James Version. Secondarily, to asphalt or to pitch as a covering. This is getting to the root idea. Thirdly, the henna plant, the name of a plant. And fourthly, a village, kofirim. Kofirim. The kofirim are like the villages. So villages, why? Why would they use the word kofir for village? Well, when you see villages, especially in the ancient context, the African Shemitic context, they're like covered over places. Covered over. So the sense of covering, right, rings through from the Hebrew perspective. Now, this is a noun, masculine, right, properly a cover. Literally, a kofir is a village, covered in place. Specifically, getting to the root idea of the word, specifically, it's bitumen. It's that black tar, black pitch that's used for covering, or as we use today, we say insulation. Right, so the kofir used on Noah's Noach, his merkab, his boat, his ark, that was used for to insulate. And in the basket that Jochebed, Moshe's biological mother used, but she only used it on the outside. Just note that. The difference, Noah's ark, the tabah was used on the inside and outside, according to Genesis chapter 6, verse 14. With Moshe, right, in the next book, in Exodus, it was only used on the outside, right? And kind of we can figure for obvious reasons, the babe was on the inside. But then in a next sense, the henna plant is also a kofir, the kofir, referred to as the kofir. Why? Because used for dyeing. That when you dye something to change the color, you dye it. And basically, when you dye something, what do? You coat it over. You coat it over. So in all of these variated usages in Hebrew, you know, as a language mature and as people use things in either in a literal sense, as people use things in a specific sense, as we use words also in a figurative sense, figuratively speaking, the kofir, right, at the root of the kafar, at the root of kipurim, in the figurative sense, it's a redemption. It's brought out as a redemption, or in other translations, theologically, it's brought out as atonement. The thing we want to emphasize right here, right, is that the word atonement is strictly a theological use. In other words, it's a way that men and you know, men and people and priests and scribes used to describe spiritual or doctrinal ideas. Now, we're not saying that it is wrong necessarily, but it is not the root idea. It's just a best way, almost like, you know, if you speak a language and me and you speak a language and somebody else don't speak a language, you're trying to have them understand what we're saying. So we just might just give them something as a placeholder, you know, to get the general idea, because we're not going to go all into the specifics. We're getting into the specifics here. Figuratively, it's a redemption price. Now, when we look through the scripture for kofir, which primary use in the scripture and in the first book of Moses, of Moshe, Bereshit, called Genesis, it's used to pitch, to insulate, to coat, to cover, a bitumen, a black tar pitch used to cover and insulate the boat or the ark. But throughout the King James Version of the Bible, this word is translated variously. Just want to give you the various translation, and hopefully you can see the connecting, what's the connecting idea between these different. Because one person could say, well, based on the King James Bible, it means bribe, right? Because there's some place in the King James Bible, they translated kofar, the sense of kofar, as the word bribe. Although in the Hebrew, there's a more proper word used for bribe. Right. Secondarily, it's been translated someplace in the King James Bible as campfire. Campfire. Here's where the argument comes in. Is it the campfire, right, as an herb plant, or is it the henna? Thirdly, and this is really primarily as pitch, as a covering, a coating, right, an insulation. Fourthly, it's used in some places in translation as ransom. Going on, satisfaction, a sum of money. We even have kofar where in some senses the kofar, right, is used as a sum of money, right, almost like to cover over something, you know, to kind of insulate something, or to basically the direct sense as, well, like when somebody gives somebody money and they say, like, manage this, you know, let this suffice. Is this cover? You know, like you give somebody money to cover for something. Here, let this cover for that. So that's more in a kind of a figurative sense as well, not really literally in that sense. A kind of a somewhat literal, because you're using this to cover over for something, this sum of money or sum of silver. Put it more direct in the Hebrew sense, the sum of kesef. And lastly, but not leastly, village. A kofar is a village. Why? Because a village is a covered in place. So just getting to some of the root ideas that we have here, and not going through this whole verse right here, you know, pitch, you know, now the word pitch, we're not using it. See, English is confusing. It can be confusing, right? When we study, it's not as confusing when we study it. But, you know, when you start to study and say, wait, the word pitch, in this sense, you might think I mean like pitch a tent. Well, pitch a tent doesn't have anything to do, like in English, the word pitch can be for tar or covering or insulation. And it can also be a verb in some way in English to like pitch a tent. In the Hebrew, this is distinct. So in the first instance of pitch in the KJV, Genesis 12 and 8, we have the sense of the kafar. The second sense in the same verse, Genesis 6 and 14, we have kofar. When we get a couple of chapters later, we says pitched and pitched his tent. Has nothing to do with that, you know, and the word pitcher, a cod in the Hebrew, has nothing to do with that. I just want to point to those terms and go to the primary sense. So although English may sound similar, pitch, pitched, pitcher, right? I'm not talking about the picture like a photo or a painting. I'm talking about a picture like something you pour like liquid or drink out of. So just to point it out, because some of these things sometimes can confuse ones, and ones like even Garfield and others might think they have a gotcha point, right? But it's not really a gotcha point, because you can talk about what they did in Babylon, but if they purified a temple, and here this was an insurance policy to cover over, right? The direct sense is lost. So we have four different usages of this one Hebrew term, even in the Hebrew scripture. But as we begin to study the root and get to the spirit, you know, the spirit of the word, not just the letter, because the letter of it would make us think that it's talking about completely different things. But then we get to the spirit of it, the root idea, we see the joining, you know, we see the idea that joins them together, that covered over, that covering. So the day of the coverings, the day of the atonement. So we're going to ride up right here on the end and the eye, we're going to go over the Shacharit. You know, give thanks to the Haberim, to the co-laborers here for their recordings and contributions to this. But first, we're going to go into today's daily psalm just to hear the full here on the Leaving to Zion, Black Uhuru. Hail up, big up to Sir Coxon, the plate right here, today's daily psalm.
Psalm 104. Bless the Lord, O my soul. O Lord, my God, thou art very great. Thou art clothed with honor and majesty, who coverest thyself with light as with a garment, who stretchest out the heavens like a curtain, who layeth the beams of his chambers in the waters, who maketh the clouds his chariot, who walketh upon the wings of the wind, who maketh his angels spirits, his ministers a flaming fire, who laid the foundations of the earth that it should not be removed forever. Thou coveredst it with the deep as with a garment. The waters stood above the mountains. At thy rebuke they fled. At the voice of thy thunder they hasted away. They go up by the mountains. They go down by the valleys unto the place which thou hast founded for them. Thou hast set a bound that they may not pass over, that they turn not again to cover the earth. He sendeth the springs into the valleys which run among the hills. They give drink to every beast of the field. The wild asses quench their thirst. By them shall the fowls of the heaven have their habitation, which sing among the branches. He watereth the hills from his chambers. The earth is satisfied with the fruit of thy works. He causeth the grass to grow for the cattle, and herb for the service of man, that he may bring forth food out of the earth, and wine that maketh glad the heart of man, and oil to make his face to shine, and bread which strengtheneth man's heart. The trees of the Lord are full of sap, the cedars of Lebanon which he hath planted, where the birds make their nests. As for the stork, the fir trees are her house. The high hills are a refuge for the wild goats, and the rocks for the conies. He appointed the moon for seasons. The sun knoweth his going down. Thou makest darkness, and it is night, wherein all the beasts of the forest do creep forth. The young lions roar after their prey and seek their meat from God. The sun ariseth, they gather themselves together and lay them down in their dens. Man goeth forth unto his work and to his labor until the evening. O Lord, how manifold are thy works! In wisdom hast thou made them all. The earth is full of thy riches. So is this great and wide sea, wherein are things creeping innumerable, both small and great beasts. There go the ships. There is that Leviathan, whom thou hast made to play therein. These wait all upon thee, that thou mayest give them their meat in due season. That thou givest them, they gather. Thou openest thine hand, they are filled with good. Thou hidest thy face, they are troubled. Thou takest away their breath, they die and return to their dust. Thou sendest forth thy spirit, they are created, and thou renewest the face of the earth. The glory of the Lord shall endure forever. The Lord shall rejoice in his works. He looketh on the earth, and it trembleth. He toucheth the hills, and they smoke. I will sing unto the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praise to my God while I have my being. My meditation of him shall be sweet. I will be glad in the Lord. Let the sinners be consumed out of the earth, and let the wicked be no more. Bless thou the Lord, O my soul. Praise ye the Lord. The Lord.
For the season.
Thanks, Abba Father, for that atonement that he has provided, and I receive, and may the eye and I and I be sealed for good sealing for a new Shana, B'Shem Yeshua HaMoshiach, in the name of Adonai, Yeshua I HaMoshiach, I. Glory be the King. Yes, I. Rastafari. So. 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 Rastafari. So.
Yes, Rastafari. I and I will reap what we sow. What do we sow? Anything that sow in Amharic means like man. It kind of like has the Adam and the Ish kind of reference. So.
Saul. And then they link that, I think Wallace Budge links that like to the Sa in ancient Tawi called Two Lands Egypt. Just on some of the linguistics of it all, but here for the Yom HaKippurim, the Torah reading. So as we mentioned, it begins actually from the eve before here in the season that would have been the first, you could say the first day, you know, or the previous light that was called Sunday, the first day, right? And then some observe a 25-hour period of fasting. Remember the audible, the reasoning that we had, Chavarim, some of the brothers and sisters might remember, to fast or not to fast. And the Torah doesn't say you must fast. It says to afflict the soul. And the reasonings that were reasoned from ancient times and still can be reasoned understood today, where fasting is a way of humbling the soul. Now, it's interesting because today's daily psalm here, corresponding with the day of the atonement, Yom HaKippurim, is Psalm 104, which also reflects a lot of that same theme and also creation, because this is a time of creation from ancient calculations, Hebraic, you know, also Ethiopic, according to the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews from the Ethiopian testimony. And no doubt a lot of it refers to and is based on the Hebraic. And some say even from the Babylonians, this time of the year was seen as a time of creation, which is also testified even in HaTorah, where it says at the end, this is like the end of the year. And that's an interesting reason. But let's just touch on this before we get into the actual audibles right here. We have on the eve, by tradition, the Kol Nidra, all vows, recitation, that happens usually before sundown on the eve of the day. So evening and morning is one day. Now, this points a lot to time. And hail up to my brother Tahako. We've been having some reasonings about time and season, and, you know, certain words for constellations and other things. Are they just the Greek and Latin terms? But what are the Ethiopic, the Ge'ez, or the Hebrew terms right there? But on the point about time telling, right, since the Gregorian calendar is not good, it's worse, you know, or theologically speaking, it's evil. Right? It all goes down to the basics of when does the day begin? Evening and morning, we have this in Bereshit. So when we have these days and these seasons, like Yom HaKippurim, according to HaTorah, it begins right from the evening before, because the evening before marks in the Hebraic and ancient thought when the day actually begins. So the Kol Nidra recitation on the seventh month, ninth day of the seventh month, right? And the Day of Atonement is the 10th day. And the scripture says evening and morning is one day. Therefore, setting the calculation of time that the evening before, right, is linked to the morning and that day that comes in. And when we come to the next evening, you know what I mean? That basically is connected with the next day. Right? Then there's a Ma'ariv service on the eve before Yom HaKippurim. The Ma'ariv, speaking of the evening, it refers to the Arev, the evening sense. Right? After sundown, or after the light of the sun has gone down, right? This now brings us technically into the day, the 10th. This is why for Shabbat observances, it's the evening before Friday, TJIF, as we partake, or others with the preparation from the evening before. So when we have a holy day, right, that evening before is paramount, and in HaTorah, this is brought out very, very clearly. So after sundown, there's usually on the, you say, on the time before the day comes in fully is the half Kaddish, like portion of the, you could say, the Hebrew liturgy. There's the Shema, there is the Amidah, the standing prayer. There's also the confession, right? A series of reading and invocations known as Al-Chet, all upon Chet, on sin, on Ukri, right? Confessing of various different sins and crimes and violations that the community has done, right? Then we have Selichot. Some would say Slika or Salakia. You may hear one say Salakia, or we say Slicha, forgive Lee, forgive me. So the Selichot are like various readings concerning forgiveness, you know, prayers and compositions, and also the Piyutim. The Piyutim are the poems. Now, all of that will occur, and usually by tradition occurs on the evening, right? The evening before the day, right? Now, coming forward here to what we're going to share here on the air coming forward is what would be recited from where in the scripture, you know, what will be said on the day. There is the morning or the dawning services, which is known as the Shacharit, the morning, the Shachar, you know, the first light of the sun and, you know, on the horizon, the dawning services. Leviticus chapter 16, focus verses 1 to 34, coupled with the five key reading from Numbers chapter 29, verses 7 to 11. Then we have the Haftarah, or the prophet's reading, from Yeshayahu, or Esaias, you know, Isaiah chapter 57, focus verses 14, to chapter 58, focus verse 14. Then we, of the royal order, also include the Brit Chadasha, the renewed covenant, what ones would say the New Testament, new covenant readings, namely Romans, the epistle to the Romans, chapter 3, focus verses 21 to 26, and 2 Corinthians, chapter 5, focus verses 10 to 21. So these are the first up readings coming forward. That would be on the Shacharit, the morning of the day, the dawning of the day of the atonement. Then we have, after those readings and feedings, after that service, the Yizkor from Zakar. Zakar means to remember, and also Zakar, right, as a word in Hebrew, distinguishes the male from the female. As he made man in his image, as his likeness, let us create them male and female, Zakar v'Nekeva. So Zakar can mean male, but the root sense of Zakar as a verb means to remember. So we have the Zikor. Zikor services are memorial remembrances services for departed family members, members of the community, noteworthy members. We call this, for I and I, right, Rastafari, Yehudim, Yedim, we call this like a tribute to the martyrs, you know, even a tribute to those in this tribe before I and I, the Yizkor, memorial service for departed family members, loved ones, and ones in the community of Yah, of Jah people. Then we would have the Musaf. The Musaf is additional in the Hebrew. Musaf brings out the sense of additional. The additional service, or the additional standing service, Amidah, the retelling, as we're commanded to tell these things and teach these things from Nagad, and this is where we get the Haggadah, the retelling of Yom HaKippurim service at the Heikal, at the temple. Also the priestly Baraka, the priestly blessing, known as the Berkat Kohanim, is recited during the Musaf, or the additional service. So from the Shacharit, the dawning readings, then after that the Yizkor, the memorial service, then we have the Musaf, the additional, right, Amidah, standing prayer, the retelling of the Yom HaKippurim service at the Heikal, at the temple, and the priestly blessing, the Berkat Kohanim. Then when the evening comes in, so that's at the dawning, at the morning service, the earlier service. Then as we come to the evening, more to the time of fulfilling the day of the atonements, the day of the coverings, we come to the Mincha. Some say it as Mincha, the Mincha service, the Mincha services. Some point to this in the afternoon time, the afternoon part of the day, right? Leviticus chapter 18 is read, right? Verses 1 to 30. Then for the Haftarah,
we have the entire book of Jonah, of Jonah being read. Now, this is particularly interesting for those of us who receive HaMashiach Yeshua because of the prophecy that he gave. He said, no sign will be given this evil and adulterous generation except the sign of Jonah, the sign of the dove, the sign of Jonah, right? And then he went on later on to include, right, either a secondary sign or a sign that goes along with it, and that's a sign of the queen of the south, referring to the queen of Sheba, and once again, that Ethiopian Hebrew connection right there. But Jonah is read in the Haftarah for the Mincha, for the afternoon offering. Jonah chapter 1, verses 1 to Jonah chapter 4, verse 11. Jonah chapter 1 to Jonah 4, 11. Then we have Micah. Micah chapter 7, verses 18 to verse 20. And in the Brit Chadash, the Adis Kidan, the New Covenant readings for the Day of the Atonements, the fuller full of the book of Hebrews. So the Epistle to the Hebrews, the fuller full of that book, right, within the Nazarene New Covenant, you know, Yehudi services. Many of the Yeshua denying ones, well, they deny it so they don't have this. But this is I seeking to fulfill, you know. Then we seal up. After the Mincha, after those readings there, we come to the seal up. The Na'ila. What's the Na'ila? Na'ila actually means like a closing, to symbolize the, quote, closing and sealing. So at this point of time, one of the themes here in the season, as you say, Gemar Hatima Tova, may you be signed and sealed in the book of life. You know, may it for a good sealing, literally for a good sealing, but the sense of it is may you be signed and sealed in the book of life. So when we come now to the Na'ila is the closing service. There's the closing service. Coming to the closing service, the closing and sealing of the Sefer HaChayim, of the Book of Life. So usually the greeting, you know, Gemar Chatima Tova, may you be signed and sealed in the Book of Life. And the reply, Gemar Chatima Tova, may you be signed and sealed in the Book of Life. Then we come to this portion of the service, Na'ila. This symbolizes that closing and that sealing. The closing and the sealing of the Sefer HaChayim, the Sefer of Chayim, the Book of Life, the Book of Lives. When the great, this is now also points to New Testament prophecy, some say concerning the second advent, concerning the great shofar, the great ram's horn. This is when the great ram's horn is sounded. So it's at the Na'ila, there is the sounding of the ram's horn, and that symbolizes like the sealing up, like when everything is sealed up, as you say, sealing up. So once again, Gemar Chatima Tova, may you be signed and sealed in the Book of Life. Yes, I, Rastafari. So right here, once again, the shofar. Yeah! And this is also the day, according to the later tried and tradition, upon which the high priest, for I and I, of the King of Kings, Christ, our High Priest, Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christos. The question we had asked, well, how can one have like the Yom HaKippurim? Who is the High Priest? You know, or just for the other Yehudim, the other Yedim that deny, you know, the King of Kings, Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, who is the High Priest there? Just a question, because this is the day that the High Priest, in going into the Holy of Holies, pronounces the name, the Hashem, here, here, here. Gemar Chatema Tova. Let's begin.
Adonai.
Jump!
Rastafari.
Jump!
Rastafari.
Berukata. Yahuwah Eloheinu Melech HaOlam. Let's begin right here, here, here. Yes.
Blessings of the Torah. Before the Torah portion reading in the Hebrew and English tongue. Baraku et Yahweh Hamvara. Baruch Yahweh Hamvarak Leolam Vayeh. Baruch Ata Yahweh Eloheinu Melech Haolam. Asher Bekarbenu Mebo Hamayim. Venutan lanu et torato. Baruch ata Yahweh notein ha Torah. Bless Yahweh, the Blessed One. Bless this Yahweh, the Blessed One, for all eternity. Blessed are you, Yahweh, our Almighty King of the Universe, who selected us from all the peoples and gave us His Torah. Blessed are you, Yahweh, Giver of the Torah.
Baruch Ata Adonai.
Jump!
Rastafari.
Jump!
Rastafari.
So here, here, we're going to be reading the Shacharit first, and then move forward to the Mincha for the seal up right here, here, here. Read up, read up, read up.
Shine, shine, light, 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 the most holy one, the Father and the Son. Read it in the Old Testament and the New Testament. May I tell you not read up your Bible.
Shema, Shema, Israel. Hear, hear, hear.
בדרך ובומך וכתבת מאות על ידיך והיו לתוספות בין עיניך וכתבת על מזוזות ביתיך ובשעריך.
Know of a surety that thou seed will be a stranger in a land that is not theirs, and they shall enslave and oppress them for 400 years, in the fourth and in the last generation. Yes, you shall journey into captivity a second time in ships. Because you have rejected his instruction.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Adonai Echad.
B'shem Ha'ab V'Habein V'Ruach HaKadosh Yahuwah Echad. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit, He who be, who ye be, the One. B'shem Ha'ab V'Weled V'Menfes Kedus Ahadu.
Amalak.
Third book of Moshe, Hebrew book of Leviticus, from the Sefer Vayikra, Leviticus chapter 16, the Day of Atonement, Yom HaKippurim, HaMoshiach, as Kohen Gadol, High Priest, and Sacrifice. Reference Hebrews chapter 9, verses 1 to 14, with this reading for the eve of Yom HaKippurim, the eve here on the ear and the irid. Now, this normally will be read for the shaharit, the morning service. Let's make a note. But here on the ear and in the irid, riding up, right, for that morning, the new day, right, the word, sound, and power here from Leviticus chapter 16. We begin. Beshem Ha'av V'Habein V'Ruach HaKadosh Yahuwah Echad V'Yidaber Yahuwah Illa Moshe Achrei Mota Shnei Bnei Aharon B'Karavatam Lifnei Yahuwah V'Yayamutu. And Yahweh, He who be, who He be, spake to Moshe after the death of the two sons of Aharon, when they offered Lifnei Yahuwah before He who be, we be, and died. And the Yahweh said to Moshe, speak to Aharon, Achika, thy brother, Wendemih, that he come not at all times, at all hours, into the holy place, within the veil, before the mercy seat, which is upon the ark, Aharon, upon the tabot, that he die not, for I will appear in the cloud upon the mercy seat. Thus, like this, shall Aaron come into the holy place, with a young bullock for a chata'ah, a sin offering, and a ram for a olah, burnt offering. He shall put on the holy linen coat, and he shall have the linen breeches upon his flesh, and shall be girded with a linen girdle, and with the linen mitre, or turban, shall he be attired. These are holy garments, eyeless set apart garments. Therefore shall he wash his flesh in water, and so put them on. And he shall take of the congregation, the aggregation of the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, two kids of the goats for a sin offering, and one ram for a burnt offering. And Aharon shall offer his bullock of the sin offering, which is for himself, and make an atonement for himself and for his house. And he shall take the two goats and present them lifnei Yahuwah before He who be, who He be, at the door, the petach, of the tabernacle of the congregation, the aggregation. And Aharon shall cast lots upon the two goats, one lot for the Yahweh, and the other lot for the scapegoat, for Azazel. And Aharon shall bring the goat upon which the Yahweh's lot fell, and offer him for a chata'at, a sin offering. But the goat on which the lot fell to be the scapegoat, or Le'Azazel, shall be presented alive, lifnei Yahuwah, to make an atonement with him, and to let him go for a scapegoat, to the wilderness, the Midbar. And Aharon shall bring the bullock of the sin offering, which is for himself, and shall make an atonement for himself and for his house, and shall kill the bullock of the sin offering, which is for himself. And he shall take a censer full of burning coals of fire from off the altar, lifnei Yahuwah, and his hands full of sweet incense, sweet aishens, beaten small, and bring it within the veil, the paroket. And he shall put the incense, the aishens, upon the aish, the fire, lifnei Yahuwah, that the cloud of the aishens, the incense, may cover the mercy seat that is upon the testimony, that he die not. And he shall take the blood of the bullock and sprinkle it with his finger upon the mercy seat eastward. And before the mercy seat shall he sprinkle of the blood with his finger seven times. Then shall he kill the goat of the sin offering that is for the people, Ha'am, and bring his blood within the paroket, within the veil, and do with that blood as he did with the blood of the bullock, and sprinkle it upon the mercy seat and before the mercy seat. And he shall make an atonement for the holy, the Isla, the holy place, because of the uncleanness of the B'nai Yisrael, because of the uncleanness of the sons of Israel, and because of their transgressions in all their chatiyat, their sin, their akri. And so shall he do for the tabernacle of the aggregation that remaineth among them in the midst of their uncleanness. And there shall be no man in the tabernacle of the congregation, the tent of meeting, when he goeth in to make an atonement in the holy, in the isla, the set apart place, until he come out and have made an atonement for himself and for his household and for all the aggregation, the congregation of Yisrael. Sheni, we yatza illaha mizbeach asher lifnei Yehovah we kiper alayo we lakach midam hapar ua midam ha sa'ir we natan alak arnota ha mizbeach saviv. And he shall go out to the altar, that is lifnei Yahuwah, and make an atonement for it, and shall take of the blood of the bullock and of the blood of the goat, and put it upon the horns of the altar round about. And he shall sprinkle of the blood upon it with his finger seven times, and cleanse it, and hallow it, and set it apart from the uncleanness of the B'nai Yisrael. And when he hath made an end of reconciling the holy, the Isla place, and the tabernacle of the congregation, the tent of meeting, and the altar, he shall bring the live goat. And Aharon shall lay both his hands upon the head of the live goat, and confess over him all the iniquities of the B'nai Yisrael, the sons of Israel, and all their transgressions and all their chatiyah, their sins, their ugly, their lack, their forfeiture, putting them upon the head of the goat, and shall send him away by the hand of a fit man into the Midbar, into the wilderness. And the goat shall bear upon him all the iniquities, the lawlessnesses, the moral corruptions, to a land not inhabited. And he shall let go the goat, Bamidbar, in the wilderness. And Aharon shall come into the tabernacle of the congregation, the tent of meeting, and shall put off the linen garments which he put on when he went into the holy place, and shall leave them there. And he shall wash his flesh with water in the holy place, and put on his garment, and come forth, and offer his burnt offering, and the burnt offering of Ha'am, of the people, his group, and make an atonement for himself and for Ha'am, for the people, his group, and the fat of the Chat'at, the sin offering, the lack, forfeiture offering, shall he burn upon the Mizbeach, the altar, Shalishi. Ve'eta chelev ha-chat'ata yak'tir ha-mizbeach. And he that let go the goat for the scapegoat, let Azazel, shall wash his clothes and bathe his flesh in water and afterward come into the camp. And the bullock for the chata'at, the sin offering, and the goat for the chata'at, the sin offering, whose blood was brought in to make atonement in the holy, the isle of the set apart place, shall one carry forth without the camp, and they shall burn in the fire their skins and their flesh and their dung. And he that burneth them shall wash his clothes and bathe his flesh in water, and afterward he shall come into the camp. And this shall be a statute, the hawk, for Iva to you, that in the seventh month, the seventh moon, on the tenth day of the moon, the month, y'all shall afflict your souls, and do no work at all, whether it be one of your own country, or a stranger that sojourneth among you. For on that day shall the priests make an atonement for you, to cleanse you, that y'all may be clean from all your uckery, your chatiat, your lack, your forfeiture, lifnei Yahuwah, before he who be who he be, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem. It shall be a Sabbath of rest to you, and ye, y'all, shall afflict your souls by a statute, a hawk, forever. And HaKohen, the priest, whom he shall anoint, who he shall Moshiach anoint, and whom he shall consecrate, fill his hand to minister in the Kohen's, the priest's office in his father's stead, shall make the atonement, and shall put on the linen clothes, even the holy, the Isla garments. And he shall make an atonement for the holy sanctuary. And he shall make an atonement for the tabernacle of the congregation, the tent of meeting, and for the altar, the Mizbeach. And he shall make an atonement for the Kohanim, the priests, and for all Ha'am, all the people of the congregation, the aggregation. And this shall be an everlasting, an ever-living statute, hawk, to you, to make an atonement, Kippur, Kippurim, for the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, for all their hatiyat, their akri, their sin, their lack, their forfeiture, once a year, once a shana. And he did as the Yahweh commanded Moshe. Kabur l'kalu, kabur l'dinsu, kabur l'chaylu, glory to the word, glory to the sound, glory to the power, kabur l'abinu, l'melkenu, kabur l'abuna, l'negusuna, kalma, v'chayla, salasi, b'shem Yeshua, ha-moshiach. Amen. V'imru, amen.
And here, I like this, is the priest going into that holy place right here. So right here, that was a Shacharit reading from the Torah, Leviticus chapter 16, verses 1 to 34. Along with that here, this is connected to what we call the fire key. The fire key, to say like the offerings that were made by fire, you know, and we don't partake of that, you know, for obvious Brit Chadasha reasons. But here, the remembrance of the word, right here, let's ride up with this. Numbers chapter 29, verses 7 to 11. First verse. And ye and y'all shall have on the 10th day of this 7th month an holy convocation, Mikra Kodesh, a holy congregation, a set apart out called assembly, Mikra Kodesh. And ye and y'all shall afflict your souls. Ye y'all shall not do any work therein. But ye, y'all, shall offer a burnt offering in Olah, LaYahweh, to Jehovah for a sweet savor, sweet smell. One young bullock, one ram, and 7 lambs of the first year, they shall be to you without blemish. Verse 9. And their mincha, the mincha, shall be the meal offering, shall be a flour mingled with oil, 3/10 deals to a bullock, and 2/10 deals to one ram. Verse 10. A several tenths deal for one lamb throughout the 7 lambs. 1 kid of the goats for a chata'a, a sin offering, beside the sin offering of the atonement, the kippur, and the continual olah, burnt offering, holocaust offering, and the meal offering, the mincha of it, and their drink offerings. Right here, here, here. Yes. So right here, 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 we have the Haftarah, the prophet's reading. Coming forward right here.
Stay tuned for the Haftarah and the Brit HaChadash Aliyot.
And here, first things first is the Bracha, the Baraka, the blessing for the reading.
Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam Asher Bachar B'Nevi'im Tovim Veratzah bedebrehim haneamarim ba'emet. Baruch atah Adonai habocher batorach u'moshe abdo u'beisrael ammo u'benebiei ha'emet watelik. Blessed art thee, Adonai, Eloheinu, eternal King, who has chosen good prophets and was pleased with their words that were uttered with truth. Blessed art thee, Adonai, who chooses the Torah and Moses, his servant, and Israel, his people, and the prophets of truth and righteousness.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad,
Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad.
Book of Isaiah, chapter 57, verse 14, and chapter 58, verse 14. That's in my but what will let my place hard to lock. And she'll say, cast ye up, prepare the way, take up the stumbling block out of the way of my people. For thus saith the high and lofty one that inhabiteth eternity, whose name is holy, I dwell in the high and holy place. With him also that is of a contrite and humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble, and to revive the heart of the contrite one. For I will not contend for Iva, neither will I be always wroth. For the spirit shall fail before me in the souls which I have made. For the iniquity of his covetousness was I wroth, and smote him. I hid me, and was wroth, and he went on forwardly in the way of his heart. I have seen his ways and will heal him. I will lead him also and restore comforts to him and to his mourners. I create the fruit of the lips. Peace, peace to him that is afar off, to him that is far off, and to him that is near, saith Yahweh Baruch Hu. and I will heal him. But the kufawoch, the wicked, are like the troubled sea, when it cannot rest, whose waters cast up mire and dirt. There is no peace, saith my Elohim, to the wicked. Chapter 58. Cry aloud, spare not, lift up thy voice like a trumpet, and show my people their transgressions, and the house of Jacob their sins. Yet they seek me daily, and delight to know my ways, as a nation that did righteousness, and forsook not the ordinance of their Elohim. They answer me the ordinance of justice. They take delight in approaching to Elohim. Wherefore have we fasted, say they, and thou seest not? Wherefore have we afflicted our soul, and thou takest no knowledge? Behold, in the day of your fast, ye find pleasure and exact all your labors. Behold, ye fast for strife and debate, and to smite with the fist of wickedness. Ye shall not fast as you do this day, to make your voice to be heard on high. Is this such a fast that I have chosen, a day for a man to afflict a soul? Is it to bow down his head as a bulrush, and to spread sackcloth and ashes under him? Will thou call this a fast and an acceptable day to Yahweh? Is not this the fast that I have chosen, to loose the bands of wickedness, to undo the heavy burden, and to let the oppressed go free, and that ye break every yoke? Is it not to deal thy bread to the hungry, and that thou bring the poor that are cast out to the house? When thou seest the naked, that thou cover him, and that thou hide not thyself from thine own flesh, then shall thy light break forth as the morning, and thine health shall spring forth speedily, and thy righteousness shall go before thee. The glory of Yahweh Gluku shall be thy rear guard. Then shalt thou call, and Yahweh Gluku shall answer. Thou shalt cry, and he shall say, Here I am. If thou take away from the midst of thee the yoke, the putting forth of the finger, and speaking vanity. And if thou draw out thy soul to the hungry, and satisfy the afflicted soul, then shall thy light rise in obscurity, and thy darkness be as the noonday. And Yahweh Buruku shall guide thee continually, and satisfy thy soul in drought, and make fat thy bones, and thou shalt be like a watered garden, and like a spring of water whose waters fail not. And they that shall be of thee shall build the old waste places. Thou shalt raise up the foundations of many generations, and thou shalt be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of past dwellings. And thou turn away thy foot from the Shabbat, from doing my pleasure on my holy day, and call the Shabbat a delight, the holy of Yahweh, honorable, and shalt honor him, not doing thy own way, nor finding thy own pleasure, nor speaking thy own word. Then shalt thou delight thyself in Yahweh Buruku, and I will cause thee to ride upon high places of the earth, and feed thee with the heritage of Jacob, thy father, for the mouth of Yahweh Buruku have spoken it. Amen.
Of the breach, paths to dwell in. Let's hear that again. Give thanks, Rastahar, hide right there for the read, for the breach.
Chapter 58.
Let's hear that again.
Cry aloud, spare not, lift up thy voice like a trumpet, and show my people their transgression, and thy...
And the house of Israel their sin, the house of Jacob their sin. Check it, check it, check it. Lift up your voice like a trumpet. Hear, hear, reason for the season.
Chapter 58. Cry aloud, spare not, lift up thy voice like a trumpet, and show my people their transgression, and the house of Jacob their sins. Yet they seek me daily, and delight to know my ways, as a nation that did righteousness, and forsook not the ordinance of their God. They ask of me the ordinances of justice. They take delight in approaching to God.
Wherefore have we fasted, say they, and thou seest not? Wherefore have we afflicted our soul, and thou takest no knowledge? Behold, in the day of your fast, ye find pleasure, and exact all your labors. Behold, ye fast for strife and debate, and to smite with the fist of wickedness. Ye shall not fast as ye do this day, to make your voice to be heard on high. Is it such a fast that I have chosen? A day for a man to afflict his soul? Is it to bow down his head as a bulrush, and to spread sackcloth and ashes unto him? Wilt thou call this a fast, and an acceptable day to the Lord? Is not this the fast that I have chosen? To loose the bands of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens, and to let the oppressed go free, and that ye break every yoke. Is it not to deal thy bread to the hungry, and that thou bring the poor that are cast out to thy house? When thou seest the naked, that thou cover him, and that thou hide not thyself from thine own flesh? Then shall thy light break forth as the morning, and thine health shall spring forth speedily, and thy righteousness shall go before thee. The glory of the Lord shall be thy reward. Then shalt thou call, and the Lord shall answer. Thou shalt cry, and he shall say, Here I am. If thou take away from the midst of thee the yoke, the putting forth of the finger, and speaking vanity, and if thou draw out thy soul to the hungry, and satisfy the afflicted soul, then shall thy light rise in obscurity, and thy darkness be as the noonday. And the Lord shall guide thee continually, and satisfy thy soul in drought, and make fat thy bones. And thou shalt be like a watered garden, and like a spring of water whose waters fail not. And they that shall be of thee shall build the old waste places. Thou shalt raise up the foundations of many generations, and thou shalt be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of paths to dwell in. If thou turn away thy foot from the Sabbath, from doing thy pleasure on my holy day, and call the Sabbath a delight, the holy of the Lord, honorable, and shalt honor him, not doing thine own ways, nor finding thine own pleasure, nor speaking thine own words, then shalt thou delight thyself in the Lord. And I will cause thee to ride upon the high places of the earth, and feed thee with the heritage of Jacob thy father. For the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it.
ברוך אתה אדוני
ג'אנס רסטפארי ג'אנס רסטפארי.
Stay tuned for the Haftarah and the Brit HaChadash Aliyot. Aliyot, 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 Aliyot.
And here for the reading of the Brit HaChadash, the Brit Covenant HaChadash, new, renewed covenant, new covenant. Here is the Baraka, right? The Baraka in the Hebrew, the blessing for the reading of the new covenant.
Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech ha'olam. Asher Natan Lanu Moshiach Yeshua Wehabarut Shel Habarik Ha Hadasha. Baruch Ata Adonai Notain Habarik Ha Hadasha. Blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe, who gave to us the Messiah, Jesus, and the commandments of the new covenant. Blessed are you, Lord, giver of the new covenant.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me? O children of Israel, O children of Israel.
Shema Yisrael,
Shema Yisrael.
Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Adonai Echad.
The Brit Chadasha Chadis Kidan, Renewed Covenant Reading, the Shacharit, the Dawning Reading for Yom HaKippurim, the Day of Atonement, from Romans chapter 3, verse 21 through 26, and 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 10 through 21. We begin B'Shem Ha'ab Wehabain Weruach HaKadosh Yahweh Ahad. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, he who be, who he be, the One. Romans chapter 3, verse 21 through 26. Part 2. Justification by faith in Mashiach, in Christ crucified, the alone remedy for sins. Justification defined. Wa'ata, Bibli Torah Tikat Elohim Yatsa Laor Asher Heidu Aleha Ha Torah Weha Nibiim Wehia Tikat Elohim Be'emunat Yeshua HaMashiach El Kol Weal Kol Asher He'eminu Bo Ki Ein Lehabdil Ki Kulam Chatao Wechas re kabod Elohim hema, we nitztaku chinam bechasto al yedei haptut asher hayita b'mashiach Yeshua, asher sammo ha Elohim lefanenu lekaporet al yedei ha emuna bedamo leharaot et tikato achare asher heibir et ha chataim. Harishonim ba'et chamlato leharaot et tikato ba'et hazot ki tzadik hu umatik et ben emunat Yeshua. But now the righteousness of Elohim without the law is manifested, being witnessed by the law and the prophets, even the righteousness of Elohim, that is, faith of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ, to all and upon all them that believe. For there is no difference. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of Elohim, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in HaMashiach Yeshua, Christ Jesus, whom Elohim has set forth to be a propitiation through faith in his blood, to declare his righteousness for the remission of sins that are past, through the forbearance of Elohim, to declare, I say, at this time his righteousness, that he might be just, and the justifier of him that believeth in Yeshua. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 10 through 21. Ki kulanu atidim leheraot lifnei kisei din HaMashiach lema'an isa ish kepa'alo bechaye gufo im tov ve'im ra'a. Wa'ata ya'an asher yerat Adonai l'neged aineinu nidaber alev b'nei Adam. Wele Elohim anachnu geluim wa'akawwe ki geluim anachnu gam ba'madakim ki ein anachnu mishtabachim shenit lifneikem ki im mamtiim lakem makom lehitapair banu kineged hamitapairim bifneihem willo bilibam ki im hishtagaenu le Elohim ואים הישקלנו לכם, כי אחוזי אהבת המשיח אנחנו הדנים, שאים מת אחד, בעד כולם מתו, ובעד כולם מת למען לא יחיו החיים עוד לנשם, כי אם לאשר מת וקם באדם, לכן מעתה אנחנו לא נדע איש מן הבשר, וגם אם ידענו את המשיח מן הבשר, מעתה לא נדעהו עוד. לכן מי שהוא במשיח בריאה חדשה הוא, הראשונות עברו, הנה הכל נעשו חדשות. והכל מאת האלוהים המרצה אותנו לעצמו על ידי ישוע המשיח, ויתן לנו שירות הרצוי. יען אשר אלוהים היה במשיח מרצה את העולם לעצמו, ולא חשב להם את פשעיהם, ויישם בנו את דבר הרצוי, ובכן מליצי המשיח Anachnu Weha Elohim Mazhir Etkem Al Yadenu Nibakesh Mikem Baad Hamashiach Chita Kaparu Na Le Elohim Ki et Asher Lo Yeda Chata Oto Asa Lechata Baadenu Lema'an Nehiebo Anachnu Letitkat Elohim. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Mashiach, the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body, according to that he has done, whether it be good or bad. Knowing therefore the terror of Adonai, we persuade men, but we are made manifest to Elohim, and I trust also are made manifest in your consciences. For we commend not ourselves again to you, but give you occasion to glory on our behalf, that ye may have somewhat to answer them that glory in appearance and not in heart. For whether we be beside ourselves, it is to Elohim, and whether we be sober, it is for your cause, the ministry, motive, and object. For the love of Mashiach constraineth us, because we thus judge, that if one died for all, then all were dead, and that he died for all, that they that live should not henceforth live to themselves, but to him that died for them and rose again. Wherefore henceforth know we no man after the flesh, yea, though we have known Mashiach after the flesh, yet now henceforth know we him no more. Therefore, if any man be in Mashiach, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new, and all things are of Elohim, who has reconciled us to himself by Yeshua HaMashiach, and has given to us the ministry of reconciliation, to wit, that Elohim was in Mashiach, reconciling the world to himself, not imputing their trespasses to them, and has committed to us the word of reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors for Mashiach, as though Elohim did beseech you by us. We pray you in Mashiach's stead, be ye reconciled to Elohim. For he has made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of Elohim in him. Kabur lakalu, kabur ladimtu, kabur lachailu. Glory to word, glory to sound, glory to power. Glory to Abinu Melkenu, our Father, our King, the first power of the Trinity, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ, Yesai, Rastafari.
Yes, yes, yes. So fulfilling the Shacharit, that will be the Yizkor memorial services, you know, for the daily departed beloved ones, for saints, tribute to the martyrs, we call it, and the Musaf. But we're going to kind of go forward to the Mincha and the Na'ilah here, as we're coming into like the third Iowa right here. But here,
we have fulfilled all praise be to Mesken, Xiavi, Yemesken. Jesus Christus, Jesus Christus, Jesus Christus, Jesus Christus, Jesus Christus, Jesus Christus.
And it's here for the Moshiach, Yeshua, yes I am.
I shall never pray.
Them mostly things that them can't stop me from sin.
Cause I saw the light, no more darkness. Plus I put me in the light.
One man me fear at the Messiah. Me a boy believe in a prayer. Me step on the battlefield without no steel. All when set a fire. All when me numb, no food, no water. The love me never yet scatter. Me a thought is for real. The pain me a feel, them a kill with some vengeance. Tell dirty mind, bad mind fi fence with. Them coulda never live fi bench with. Cause to just give the praise fi I sense a day. So we basket no empty. Enough time, them try to tempt me. Must it to me, I lead by far and empty. Them team up, and I sign and I tie. Stop me time from, me make me empty. But a one man, me fear of the father. Me a boy, I believe. upon the battlefield without no seal. All when set a fire, all when me numb, no food, no water. The love me never yet shatter. Me a thought it's for real, the pain me a feel, them a kill with some vendetta. Say what you want, say, say what you feel. Me no big friends, so we coulda never deal. Real, find me a child happy meal. Seems like you a send me to the battlefield. Press what you want, press, and you a steal. Run what you want, run, and you a wheel. Then straight up, then I coulda what you feel. Man a soldier, so me coulda never kneel. One man me fear, ready Messiah. Me a boy believe in a prayer. Me step on the battlefield without no seal. All when set a fire, all when me numb, no food, no water. The love me never yet shatter. Me a thought it's for real, the pain me a feel. Them a kill with some vendetta. Tell dirty mind, bad mind fi fence with. Them coulda never live fi bench with. Cause to just give the praise fi essence of the so. We basket no empty. Enough time, them try fi tempt me. Must it show me a lead by far and them stiff. Them team up and a shine and a tie stop me time from. Me make me empty. But a one man, me fear of the father. Me a boy believe in a prayer. Me step on the battlefield without no seal. All when set a fire, all when me numb, no food, no water. The love me never yet shatter. Me a thought it's for real, the pain me a feel, them a kill with some vendetta. One man me fear, a the Messiah. Me a boy believe in a prayer. Me step on the battlefield without no seal. All when set a fire, all when me numb, no food, no water. The love me never yet shatter. Me a thought it's for real, the pain me a feel, them a kill with some vendetta.
And here for our Yizkor memorial of family members, those who have gone before. Here we call this tribute to the martyrs on Ainai Rastafari Yom HaKippurim here on the podcast. Tribute to the martyrs, Ainai Yizkor. Yeah.
It was a hard job to take on. To make us all believe the conflict times rescue us from evil claws. They wanted to achieve a bench to gain respect, defend our self-esteem. Patriot of the continent, I give all my confidence. Redemption, where they gone? Where they been? Where them gone?
Tribute to the Martyrs, the Yes Core. Right here, let's seal up. That was Steel Pulse, classic tribute to the Martyrs. Here, the Mincha.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel?
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Elohenu, Adonai Echad.
The Mincha of Yom HaKippurim, Yom Kippurim, third book from the third book of Moshe, the Hebrew book of Leviticus, the Sefer Vayikra, chapter 18. B'Shem Ha'ab V'Habein V'Ruach HaKadosh Yahuwah Achad. In name of the Father, Ha'ab, in name of the Son, Habein, in name of the Spirit, of the Holy Ruach HaKadosh Yahuwah Achad, He who be, who He be, the One. B'Sema'ab, V'Holed, V'Menfesek, Edu, Sahadu, Amlak, N'Jamralen, we begin. Third book of Moses, Hebrew book of Leviticus, for the Mincha of Yom HaKippurim, of Yom Kippur, chapter 18. The relationships and walk of Jah's earthly people.
B'Shem Ha'ab V'Habein V'Ruach HaKadosh Yahuwah Echad. V'Yidaber Yahuwah El Moshe Le'mor.
Daver el bne Yisrael. Amarta elehem. Ani Yahweh Elohekem. Ma'ese aretz mitzrayim asher yishabtem baha lo ta'esu uak ma'ese aretz kna'an asher ani maybe et kem shama lo ta'esu uabe chukotehem lo teleku. And Yod Hey Wahey Yahweh spake to Moshe Lemor, saying, speak to the Bnei Israel and say to them, Ani Yahuwah Elohekem, I be he who be, we be your Elohim. After the doings of the land of Mitzrayim, of Mizraim, Egypt, wherein ye dwelt, shall ye not do. And after the doings of the land of Canaan, whither, where I bring you, shall ye y'all not do. Neither shall ye y'all walk in their ordinances. Ye y'all shall do my judgments and keep mine ordinances to walk, to trod therein. Ani Yahuwah Elohekem, I be he who be, we be your Elohim. Ye, y'all, shall therefore keep my statutes and my judgments, which if a man do, he shall live in them. Ani Yahuwah. Sheshi. Ish isha el kola sheera de saro lo tikarevu le galota erwa hani yahoa. None of you shall approach to any that is near of kin to him to uncover their nakedness. Ani yahoa. The nakedness of thy father or the nakedness of thy mother shalt thou not uncover. She is thy mother. Thou shalt not uncover her nakedness. The nakedness of thy father's wife, thy father's isha, thy father's woman shalt thou not uncover. It is thy father's nakedness. The nakedness of thy sister, the daughter of thy father, or daughter of thy mother, whether she be born at home or born abroad, even their nakedness thou shalt not uncover. The nakedness of thy son's daughter or thy daughter's daughter, even their nakedness thou shalt not uncover, for theirs is thine own nakedness. The nakedness of thy father's wife's daughter, begotten of thy father, she is thy sister. Thou shalt not uncover her nakedness. Thou shalt not uncover the nakedness of thy father's sister. She is thy father's near kinswoman. Thou shalt not uncover the nakedness of thy mother's sister, for she is thy mother's near kinswoman. Thou shalt not uncover the nakedness of thy father's brother. Thou shalt not approach to his wife, ishto, his woman. She is thine aunt. Thou shalt not uncover the nakedness of thy daughter-in-law. She is thy son's isha, thy son's woman, thy son's wife. Thou shalt not uncover her nakedness. Thou shalt not uncover the nakedness of thy brother's isha, thy brother's wife, thy brother's woman. It is thy brother's nakedness. Thou shalt not uncover the nakedness of a woman and her daughter. Neither shalt thou take her, son's daughter or her daughter's daughter to uncover her nakedness, for they are her near kinswoman. It is wickedness. It is wretchedness. Neither shalt thou take a isha, a woman, a wife, to her sister, to vex her, to uncover her nakedness beside the other in her lifetime. Also thou shalt not approach to a woman to uncover her nakedness as long as she is put apart for her uncleanness. Moreover, thou shalt not lie carnally, sexually, with thy neighbor's isha, thy neighbor's woman, thy neighbor's wife, to defile thyself with her. And thou shalt not let any of thy seed, thy race, pass through the fire to Molech. Neither shalt thou profane the name of Eloheka, thy Elohim, Ani Yahuwah.
Shavi'i, we'eta zakara loa tishkava, mishkavea isha, to'eva hi.
Thou shalt not lie with mankind as with womankind. It is abomination. Neither shalt thou lie with any beast to defile thyself therewith. Neither shall any woman stand before a beast to lie down thereto. It is confusion. Defile not ye yourselves in any of these things, of these things, of these things. For in all these the nations, the Goyim, are defiled, which I cast out before you. And the land is defiled. Therefore, I do visit the iniquity, the lawlessness, the moral corruption thereof upon it. And the land itself vomiteth out her inhabitants. Ye, y'all, shall therefore keep my statutes and my judgments, and shall not commit any of these abominations, neither any of your own nation, nor any stranger that sojourneth among you. For all these abominations have the men of the land done, which were before you, and the land is defiled. That the land spew not you out also when y'all defile it, as it spewed out the nations, the Goyim, which were before you. For whosoever shall commit any of these abominations, even the souls that commit them shall be cut off from among their people. Therefore shall ye y'all keep mine ordinance, that ye y'all commit not any one of these abominable customs which were committed before you, and that ye y'all defile not yourselves therein. Ani Yahuwah Elohekem. Kubur l'k'alu, kubur l'dintzu, kubur l'chaylu, kubur l'abinu, l'melkeinu, l'abuna, l'ngusna k'adamawi chay l'salase, b'shem Yeshua ha-Moshiach. Amen. Wa'imru. Amen.
There's a lot of work to be done, oh God, in the promised land. There's a lot of work to be done, oh God, in the promised land.
And hear, 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 Shema Yisrael, hear, hear. For the Mincha, when the Mincha now, that was Leviticus chapter 18. And here, move forward to Jonah, the book of Jonah. Stretch forth the right hand of fellowship to I and I fellow Haber and Talmud. Right here, here, Rasta Ahad for the read of Jonah and also the Micah read. Stay tuned. Stay
Shema
tuned.
Yisrael.
Shema Yisrael.
Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Adonai Echad.
Book of Jonah, chapter 1, verses 1 to chapter 4, verse 11. Besa ma'ab, wawale mefasa kadus, ahadu amlak. Now the word of Yahweh Bruku came to Jonah, the son of Amittai, saying, arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry against it, for the wickedness has come up before me. But Jonah rose up to flee to Tarshish from the presence of Yahweh, Buruku, and went down to Yaffa, and he found a ship going to Tarshish. So he paid the fare thereof, and went down into it, to go with them to Tarshish from the presence of Yahweh. But Yahweh, Buruku, sent out a great wind into the sea, and there was a mighty tempest in the sea, so that the ship was like to be broken. Then the mariners were afraid, and cried every man to his Elohim, and cast forth the wares that were in the ship into the sea, to lighten it from them. But Jonah was gone down into the sides of the ship, and he lay, and was fast asleep. So the shipmaster came to him and said to him, what meanest thou, O sleeper? Arise, call upon thy Elohim, if so be that Elohim will think upon us, that we perish not. And they said every one to his fellow, come and let us cast lots, that we may know for whose cause this evil was upon us. So they cast lots, and the lot fell upon Jonah. Then said they to him, tell us, we pray thee, for whose cause this evil was upon us. What is thy occupation, and whence comest thou? What is thy country, and of what people art thou? And he said to them, I am a Hebrew, and I fear Yahweh HaElohim of heaven, Buruku, which have made the sea and the dry land. Then were the men exceedingly afraid and said to him, why hast thou done this? For the men knew that he fled from the presence of Yahweh, Buruku, because he had told them. Then said they to him, what shall we do to thee, that the sea may be calm to us? For the sea was rough and was tempestuous. And he said to them, take me up and cast me forth into the sea. So shall the sea be calm to you, for I know that for my sake this great tempest is upon you. Nevertheless, the men rowed hard to bring it to the land, but they could not, for the sea rocked and was tempestuous against them. Wherefore they cried to Yahweh Buruku and said, we beseech thee, O Yahweh, we beseech thee, let us not perish for this man's life, and lay not upon us innocent blood. For thou, O Yahweh Buruku, hast done as it pleased thee. So they took up Jonah and cast him forth into the sea, and the sea ceased from her raging. Then the men feared Yahweh Buruku exceedingly, and offered a sacrifice to Yahweh and made vows. Now Yahweh had prepared a great fish to swallow up Jonah, and Jonah was in the belly of the fish. Now Yahweh had prepared a great fish to swallow up Jonah, and Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days and three nights. Chapter 2. Then Jonah prayed to Yahweh his Elohim, Buruku, out of the fish's belly, and said, I cried by reason of my affliction to Yahweh, Buruku, and he heard me. Out of the belly of hell cried I, and thou heardest my voice. For thou hadst cast me into the deep, in the midst of the seas, and the floods compassed me about. All thy billows and thy waves passed over me. Then I said, I am cast out of thy sight, yet I will look again toward thy holy temple. The waters compassed me about, even to the soul. The depth clothed me round about. The weeds were wrapped about my head. I went down to the bottom of the mountains. The earth with her bars was about me forever. Yet hast thou brought up my life from corruption,
O Yahweh my Elohim, Buruku. When my soul fainted within me, I remembered Yahweh, and my prayer came in to thee, and to thine holy temple. They that observe lying vanities forsake their own mercy, but I will sacrifice to thee with the voice of thanksgiving. I will pay that I have vowed. Salvation is of Yahweh, Buruku. And Yahweh, Buruku, spake to the fish, and it vomited out Yonah upon the dry land. Chapter 3. And the word of Yahweh, Buruku, came to Yonah the second time, saying, Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and preach to it the preaching that I bid thee. So Yonah arose and went to Nineveh according to the word of Yahweh. Now Nineveh was an exceeding great city of 3 days' journey. And Jonah began to enter into the city a day's journey. And he cried and said, Yet 40 days, and Nineveh shall be overthrown. So the people of Nineveh believed Elohim and proclaimed a fast and put on sackcloth from the greatest of them even to the least of them. For word came to the king of Nineveh, and he arose from his throne, and he laid his robe from him, and covered him with sackcloth and sat in ashes. And he caused it to be proclaimed and published through Nineveh by the decree of the king and his nobles, saying, Let neither man nor beast, herd nor flock, taste anything. Let them not feed nor drink water. But let man and beast be covered with sackcloth, and crying mightily to Elohim, Buruku. Yea, let them turn every one of them his evil way, and from the violence that is in their hands. Who can tell if Elohim will turn and repent, and turn away from his fierce anger, that we perish not? And Elohim saw their works, that they turned from their evil way, and Elohim repented of the evil that he had said that he would do to them, and he did it not. Chapter 4. But it displeased Yonah exceedingly, and he was very angry. And he prayed to Yahweh, Buruku, and said, I pray thee, O Yahweh, was not this my saying when I was yet in my country? Therefore I fled before to Tarshish, for I knew that thou art a gracious El and merciful, slow to anger and of great kindness, and repentest thee of the evil. Therefore now, O Yahweh, take, I beseech thee, my life from me, for it is better for me to die than to live. Then said Yahweh, Buruku, doest thou well be angry? So Yonah went out of the city and sat on the seaside of the city, and there made him a booth and sat under it in the shadow, till he might see what would become of the city. And Yahweh Elohim, Buruku, prepared a gourd and made it to come up over Yonah, that it might be a shadow over his head to deliver him from the grief. So Yonah was exceeding glad of the gourd. But Elohim, Buruku, prepared a worm when the morning rose the next day, and it smote the gourd that it withered. And it came to pass that when the sun did arise, that Elohim prepared a vehement east wind, and the sun beat upon the head of Yonah, that he fainted and wished in himself to die, and said, It is better for me to die than to live. And Elohim said to Yonah, Doest thou well be angry for the gourd? And he said, I do well to be angry, even to death. Then said Yahweh, Buruku, Thou hast had pity on the gourd, for the which thou hast not labored, neither madest it grow, which came up in a night, and perished in the night. And should not I spare Nineveh, that great city wherein are more than 60,000 persons that cannot discern between their right hand and their left hand, and also much cattle? Amen. The glorious name of His Imperial Majesty Kedemawi Haile Selassie Negus Negesa Ethiopia, in the name of Getachi Menahanatachi Yeshua. Amen.
Rastafari.
book of Micah, chapter 7, verses 18 to 20. Who is an El like to thee that pardoneth iniquity and passeth by transgression of the remnant of his heritage? He retaineth not his anger for Iva, because he delighteth in mercy. He will turn again, he will have compassion upon us, he will subdue our iniquities, and thou wilt cast all their sins into the depths of the sea. Thou wilt perform the truth to Jacob and the mercy to Abraham, which thou hast sworn to our fathers from the days of old. Amen. Ke bole kwalu, ke bole demsu, ke bole hailu, ke bole kitamawi haile shalas, in the gusna gesa Ethiopia, sume ikizi abahir, besem getachim in a hanatachin, Yeshua Moshiach. Amen.
Baruch Ata Adonai.
Baruch Ata Adonai.
Baruch Abba Yerushalayim.
Baruch
Ata Adonai. Baruch Rabba Yerushalayim.
Yes, 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 yes. So here, Epistle to the Hebrews. Hebrews. Now it's a fuller books, but here we're going to try to hear the first seven or so chapters of Hebrews. And there's a strong connection between the holy days and their fulfillment, even in the Nazarene and the early, we could say, Christian sense. But here, let's ride up with the first part of the book of Hebrews right here, coming to the closing and the sealing. Yes, Hebrews. First seven chapters right here. Yes, sir. Shema.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
The Epistle of Paul the Apostle to the Hebrews, chapter 1. God, who at sundry times and in divers manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds, who being the brightness of his glory, and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high, being made so much better than the angels, as he hath by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. For unto which of the angels said he at any time, Thou art my Son, this day have I begotten thee? And again, I will be to him a father, and he shall be to me a son. And again, when he bringeth in the first begotten into the world, he saith, And let all the angels of God worship him. And of the angels he saith, Who maketh his angels spirits, and his ministers a flame of fire. But unto the Son he saith, Thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is the scepter of thy kingdom. Thou hast loved righteousness and hated iniquity. Therefore God, even thy God, hath anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows. And Thou, Lord, in the beginning hast laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the works of thine hands. They shall perish, but thou remainest.
and they all shall wax old as doth a garment, and as a vesture shalt thou fold them up, and they shall be changed. But thou art the same, and thy years shall not fail. But to which of the angels said he at any time, Sit on my right hand until I make thine enemies thy footstool? Are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation? Chapter 2. Therefore we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. For if the word spoken by angels was steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense of reward, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord, and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him, God also bearing them witness, both with signs and wonders, and with divers miracles and gifts of the Holy Ghost, according to his own will? For unto the angels hath he not put in subjection the world to come, whereof we speak. But one in a certain place testified, saying, What is man that thou art mindful of him, or the son of man that thou visitest him? Thou madest him a little lower than the angels. Thou crownedst him with glory and honor, and didst set him over the works of thy hands. Thou hast put all things in subjection under his feet. For in that he put all in subjection under him, he left nothing that is not put under him. But now we see not yet all things put under him. But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he by the grace of God should taste death for every man. For it became him, for whom are all things and by whom are all things, in bringing many sons unto glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through sufferings. For both he that sanctifieth and they who are sanctified are all of one. For which cause he is not ashamed to call them brethren, saying, I will declare thy name unto my brethren. In the midst of the church will I sing praise unto thee. And again, I will put my trust in him. And again, behold, I and the children which God hath given me. For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is, the devil, and deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. For verily he took not on him the nature of angels, but he took on him the seed of Abraham. Wherefore, in all things it behooved him to be made like unto his brethren, that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God, to make reconciliation for the sins of the people. For in that he himself hath suffered being tempted, he is able to succor them that are tempted. Chapter 3. Wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our profession, Christ Jesus, who was faithful to him that appointed him, as also Moses was faithful in all his house. For this man was counted worthy of more glory than Moses, inasmuch as he who hath builded the house hath more honor than the house. For every house is builded by some man, but he that built all things is God. And Moses, verily, was faithful in all his house, as a servant, for a testimony of those things which were to be spoken after. But Christ, as a son over his own house. Whose house are we, if we hold fast the confidence and the rejoicing of the hope firm unto the end? Wherefore, as the Holy Ghost saith, Today if ye will hear his voice, harden not your hearts, as in the provocation, in the day of temptation in the wilderness, when your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my works 40 years. Wherefore I was grieved with that generation, and said, They do alway err in their heart, and they have not known my ways. So I swear in my wrath, they shall not enter into my rest. Take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. But exhort one another daily, while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. For we are made partakers of Christ, if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast unto the end, while it is said, Today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts as in the provocation. For some, when they had heard, did provoke. howbeit not all that came out of Egypt by Moses. But with whom was he grieved 40 years? Was it not with them that had sinned, whose carcasses fell in the wilderness? And to whom sware he that they should not enter into his rest, but to them that believed not? So we see that they could not enter in because of unbelief. Chapter 4. Let us therefore fear, lest, a promise being left us of entering into his rest, any of you should seem to come short of it. For unto us was the gospel preached as well as unto them, but the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. For we which have believed do enter into rest, as he said, as I have sworn in my wrath, if they shall enter into my rest, although the works were finished from the foundation of the world. For he spake in a certain place of the seventh day on this wise, and God did rest the seventh day from all his works. And in this place again, if they shall enter into my rest. Seeing therefore it remaineth that some must enter therein, and they to whom it was first preached entered not in because of unbelief, again he limiteth a certain day, saying in David, Today after so long a time, as it is said, Today if ye will hear his voice, harden not your hearts. For if Jesus had given them rest, then would he not afterward have spoken of another day? There remaineth therefore a rest to the people of God. For he that has entered into his rest, he also hath ceased from his own works, as God did from his. Let us labor therefore to enter into that rest, lest any man fall after the same example of unbelief. For the word of God is quick and powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Neither is there any creature that is not manifest in his sight, but all things are naked and opened unto the eyes of him with whom we have to do. Seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Chapter 5. For every high priest taken from among men is ordained for men in things pertaining to God, that he may offer both gifts and sacrifices for sins, who can have compassion on the ignorant and on them that are out of the way, for that he himself also is compassed with infirmity. And by reason hereof, he ought, as for the people, so also for himself to offer for sins. And no man taketh this honor unto himself, but he that is called of God, as was Aaron. So also Christ glorified not himself to be made an high priest, but he that said unto him, Thou art my son, today have I begotten thee. As he saith also in another place, Thou art a priest forever, after the order of Melchizedek, who in the days of his flesh, when he had offered up prayers and supplications with strong crying and tears unto him that was able to save him from death, and was heard in that he feared, though he were a son, yet learned he obedience by the things which he suffered. And being made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation unto all them that obey him, called of God and high priest after the order of Melchizedek, of whom we have many things to say, and hard to be uttered, seeing ye are dull of hearing. For when for the time ye ought to be teachers, ye have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God, and are become such as have need of milk and not of strong meat. For everyone that useth milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. But strong meat belongeth to them that are of full age, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. Chapter 6. Therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on unto perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith toward God, of the doctrine of baptisms and of laying on of hands and of resurrection of the dead and of eternal judgment. And this will we do, if God permit. For it is impossible for those who were once enlightened and have tasted of the heavenly gift and were made partakers of the Holy Ghost and have tasted the good word of God and the powers of the world to come, if they shall fall away, to renew them again unto repentance, seeing they crucify to themselves the Son of God afresh and put him to an open shame. For the earth which drinketh in the rain that cometh oft upon it and bringeth forth herbs meet for them by whom it is dressed, receiveth blessing from God. But that which beareth thorns and briars is rejected and is nigh unto cursing, whose end is to be burned. But, beloved, we are persuaded better things of you and things that accompany salvation, though we thus speak. For God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love, which ye have showed toward his name, in that ye have ministered to the saints and do minister. And we desire that every one of you do show the same diligence to the full assurance of hope unto the end, that ye be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises. For when God made promise to Abraham, because he could swear by no greater, he sware by himself, saying, Surely, blessing I will bless thee, and multiplying I will multiply thee. And so, after he had patiently endured, he obtained the promise. For men verily swear by the greater, and an oath for confirmation is to them an end of all strife. Wherein God, willing more abundantly to show unto the heirs of promise the immutability of his counsel, confirmed it by an oath, that by two immutable things, in which it was impossible for God to lie, we might have a strong consolation, who have fled for refuge to lay hold upon the hope set before us, which hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, and which entereth into that within the veil, whither the forerunner is for us entered, even Jesus, made an high priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. Chapter 7. For this Melchizedek, king of Salem, priest of the Most High God, who met Abraham returning from the slaughter of the kings and blessed him, to whom also Abraham gave a tenth part of all, first being by interpretation king of righteousness, and after that also king of Salem, which is king of peace, without father, without mother, without descent, having neither beginning of days nor end of life, but made like unto the Son of God, abideth a priest continually. Now consider how great this man was, unto whom even the patriarch Abraham gave the tenth of the spoils. And verily they that are of the sons of Levi, who receive the office of the priesthood, have a commandment to take tithes of the people according to the law, that is, of their brethren, though they come out of the loins of Abraham. But he, whose descent is not counted from them, received tithes of Abraham, and blessed him that had the promises. And without all contradiction, the less is blessed of the better. And here, men that die receive tithes, but there he receiveth them of whom it is witnessed that he liveth. And, as I may so say, Levi also, who receiveth tithes, paid tithes in Abraham, for he was yet in the loins of his father when Melchizedek met him. If, therefore, perfection were by the Levitical priesthood, for under it the people received the law, what further need was there that another priest should rise after the order of Melchizedek and not be called after the order of Aaron? For the priesthood being changed, there is made of necessity a change also of the law. For he of whom these things are spoken pertaineth to another tribe, of which no man gave attendance at the altar. For it is evident that our Lord sprang out of Judah, of which tribe Moses spake nothing concerning priesthood. And it is yet far more evident, for that after the similitude of Melchizedek there ariseth another priest, who is made not after the law of a carnal commandment, but after the power of an endless life. For he testifieth, Thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. For there is verily a disannulling of the commandment going before, for the weakness and unprofitableness thereof. For the law made nothing perfect, but the bringing in of a better hope did, by the which we draw nigh unto God. And inasmuch as not without an oath he was made priest, for those priests were made without an oath, but this with an oath, by him that said unto him, The Lord swear and will not repent, thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek, by so much was Jesus made a surety of a better testament. And they truly were many priests, because they were not suffered to continue by reason of death. But this man, because he continueth ever, hath an unchangeable priesthood. Wherefore, he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. For such an high priest became us, who is holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners, and made higher than the heavens, who needeth not daily, as those high priests, to offer up sacrifice, first for his own sins, and then for the people's. For this he did once, when he offered up himself. For the law maketh men high priests, which have infirmity. But the word of the oath, which was since the law, maketh the Son, who is consecrated forevermore.
Hashem Yeshua HaMoshiach, in the name of Adonai, Yeshua I HaMoshiach, I. Glory be the King, Kadamah HaSalasi. Yes, I, Rastafari, 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 Rastafari.
To his many followers, Jesus Christ was black, and Haile Selassie as the returned Messiah. Bob Marley was not just a pop star, but a prophet, the spiritual leader of a religious movement that is fast becoming a political force in the Caribbean. That movement is called Rastafari. In our report, first shown last December, Rastas believe that Ethiopia was and is the true biblical Israel. Thus, as they see it, blacks were the original chosen people of God, and the Jews are imposters. They say that Jesus Christ was black, and they worship Haile Selassie as the returned Messiah. Africa is their promised land. All other civilization is Babylon. And Babylon's leader, considered by them to be the devil on earth, is the Pope.
We kill him every thought we have. It's just to kill the Pope. Kill him. Kill out Rome. Kill Babylon.
And you're serious about that?
Yeah, and how we're going to kill them though is with lightning, earthquake, and thunder. Not gun or bayonet, which is Babylon's weapons, but with lightning, earthquake, and thunder.
Rastaman Arthur Kitchen's Kill the Pope sentiments are shared by Rastas throughout the island. The scene is a hillside on the outskirts of Kingston. The sound is Rastafarian drums, symbolic thunder, rolled in daily ritual. Four drum beats aimed at the four corners of the world, so no Pope can escape. Babylon will fall is the Rastaman's constant litany. They are praying, hoping, singing for survival and for escape. Their music is called reggae. Now popular worldwide. Peter 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 worldwide.
We can rely on. We can rely on. Most high. You're the only one we can rely on. We can rely on. Most high. You're the only one we can rely on.
Lion of Judah shall break every chain.
Warriors of God that shed innocent blood as shall be heard. Whoa, oh yeah. Whoa, Jah shall clean out the bad seeds, yeah, and separate them from the good, cause the day of harvest is near. Whoa, 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 whoa. Jah shall clean out the bad weeds, yeah, and separate them from the good, cause the day of harvest is near. Whoa, 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 whoa. Woe be unto those that save of Israel, and they are not. Woe be unto those that save the Jews, and they are not. Cause they shall be cast away, like the chaff at the wind, driven away, I say. Oh yeah, oh well. Jah shall clean out the bad weeds, yeah, and separate them from the good, cause the day of harvest is near. Whoa, 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 oh. Jah shall clean out the bad weeds, yeah, and separate them from the good, cause the day.
As the first early in the springtime, and here the latter harvest at the end of the year. Here coming to the fulfillment right here, but just the Hebrew on Psalm 104, voice of my father. Rhythm
the stone and fire is gonna burn out this soul. Lightning and thunder, brimstone and fire.
מזמור קד. ברכי נפשי את אדוני, אדוני אלוהי גדלת מאוד, הוד והדר לבשת. עוטה אור כסלמה, נוטה שמיים כיריעה. המקרב המים עליותיו, עצם עבים רכובו. המהלך על כנפי רוח, עושה מלאכיו רוחות, משרתיו אש לוהט. יסד ארץ על מכוניה, בל תמות עולם ועד. תהום כלבוש כיסיתו, על הרים יעמדו מים. מן גערתך ינוסון, מן כל רעמך יחפזון. יעלו הרים ירדו וקעות, אל מקום זה יסדת להם. גבול שמת בל יעבורון, בל ישובון לחסות הארץ. המשלח מעיינים בנחלים, בין הרים יהלכון. ישקו כל חייתו שדי, ישברו פרעים צמאם. עליהם עוף השמיים ישכון, מבין עופאים ייתנו קול. משקי הרים מעליותיו, מפרי מעשיך תשבע הארץ. מצמיע חציר לבהמה, ועשב לעבודת האדם, להוציא לחם מן הארץ. ויין ישמח לבב אנוש, להציל פנים משמן, ולחם לבב אנוש יסעד. ישבעו עצי אדוני, ארזי לבנון אשר נטע, אשר שם ציפורים יקננו, חסידה וראשים בתת. הרים הגבוהים ליעלים, סלעים מחסה לשפנים. עשה ירח למועדים, שמש ידע מבואו, תשת חושך והיא לילה, בו תרמוס כל חייתו יער. הכפירים שואגים לטרף, ולבקש מאל אוכלם. תזרח השמש יאספון, ואל מעונותם ירבצון. יצא אדם לפועלו, ולעבודתו עד הארץ. מה רבו מעשיך, אדוני, כולם בחוכמה עשית, מלאה הארץ קנייניך. זה הים גדול ורחב ידיים, שם רמס ואין מספר, חיות קטנות עם גדולות. שם אוניות יהלכון, לוויתן זה יצרת לשחק בו. כולם אליך יספרון, לתת אוכלם בעיתו. תיתן להם ילקוטון, תפתח ידך יסבעון טוב. תסתיר פניך יתבהלון, תוסף רוחם יגבעון, ואל עפרם ישובון. תשלח רוחך יבראון, ותחדש פני אדמה. יהי כבוד אדוני לעולם, ישמח אדוני במעשיו. המביט לארץ ותרעד, יגע בהרים ויעשנו. אשירה לאדוני בחיי, אזמרה לאלוהי בעודי. יערב עליו שיחי, אנוכי אשמח באדוני. יתמו חטאים מן הארץ, ורשעים עוד אינם. ברכי נפשי את אדוני, הללויה.
Yes, here, gonna seal up right here. But Psalm 104, very, very important psalm. Didn't have more time to unpack it right here. But before we ride up, here's the story.
Let the message touch up. Rastafari, King of all kings, Lord of all lords, conquering lion of the tribe of Judah, elect of himself, mighty and thunder, rebel exhibit, massacre on Yahweh, the goose and the gods, let Jah be praised.
My advice to all, is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Gemar Chatama Tova may be signed and sealed, brothers and sisters, and also Bashem Yeshua, grace to all others, signed and sealed in the Book of Life here in the outro right here, created by the Father. Yes, God, double I.
מזמור קד. ברכי נפשי את אדוני, אדוני אלוהי גדלת מאוד,
הוד והדר לבשת, עוטה אור כסלמה, נוטה שמיים כיריעה. המקרב המים עליותיו, הצם עבים רחובו, המהלך על כנפי רוח, עושה מלאכיו רוחות, משרתיו אש לוהט. יסד ארץ על מכוניה, בל תמות עולם ועד. תהום כלבוש כיסיתו, על הרים יעמדו מים. מן גערתך ינוסון, מן כל רעמך יחפזון. יעלו הרים ירדו וקעות, אל מקום זה יצאת להם. גבול שמת בל יעבורון, בל ישובון לחסות הארץ. המשלח מעיינים בנחלים, בין הרים יהלכון. ישקו כל חייתו שדי, ישברו פרעים צמחם. עליהם עוף השמיים ישכון, מבין עופאים ייתנו קול. משקה הרים מעליותיו, מפרי מעשיך תשבע הארץ. מצמיח חציר לבהמה, ועשב לעבודת האדם, להוציא לחם מן הארץ. ויין ישמח לבב אנוש, להציל פנים משמן, ולחם לבב אנוש יסעד. ישבעו עצי אדוני, ארזי לבנון אשר נטע, אשר שם ציפורים יקננו, חסידה וראשים ותע. הרים הגבוהים ליעלים, סלעים מחסה לשפנים. עשה ירח למועדים, שמש ידע מבואו. תשת חושך ויהי לילה, בוא תרמוד.
Rewind and come back.
Psalm 104. Bless the Lord, O my soul. O Lord, my God, thou art very great. Thou art clothed with honor and majesty, who coverest thyself with light as with a garment, who stretchest out the heavens like a curtain, who layeth the beams of his chambers in the waters, who maketh the clouds his chariot, who walketh upon the wings of the wind, who maketh his angels spirits, his ministers a flaming fire, who laid the foundations of the earth, that it should not be removed forever. Thou coveredst it with the deep as with a garment. The waters stood above the mountains. At thy rebuke they fled. At the voice of thy thunder they hasted away. They go up by the mountains. They go down by the valleys unto the place which thou hast founded for them. Thou hast set a bound that they may not pass over, that they turn not again to cover the earth. He sendeth the springs into the valleys which run among the hills. They give drink to every beast of the field. The wild asses quench their thirst. By them shall the fowls of the heaven have their habitation, which sing among the branches. He watereth the hills from his chambers. The earth is satisfied with the fruit of thy works. He causeth the grass to grow for the cattle, and herb for the service of man, that he may bring forth food out of the earth, and wine that maketh glad the heart of man, and oil to make his face to shine, and bread which strengtheneth man's heart. The trees of the Lord are full of sap, the cedars of Lebanon which he hath planted, where the birds make their nest. As for the stork, the fir trees are her house. The high hills are a refuge for the wild goats, and the rocks for the conies. He appointed the moon for seasons. The sun knoweth his going down. Thou makest darkness, and it is night, wherein all the beasts of the forest do creep forth. The young lions roar after their prey and seek their meat from God. The sun ariseth, they gather themselves together and lay them down in their dens. Man goeth forth unto his work and to his labor until the evening. O Lord, how manifold are thy works! In wisdom hast thou made them all. The earth is full of thy riches.
so is this great and wide sea, wherein are things creeping, innumerable, both small and great beasts. There go the ships. There is that Leviathan, whom thou hast made to play therein. These wait all upon thee, that thou mayest give them their meat in due season. That thou givest them, they gather. Thou openest thine hand, they are filled with good. Thou hidest thy face, they are troubled. Thou takest away their breath, they die and return to their dust. Thou sendest forth thy spirit, they are created, and thou renewest the face of the earth. The glory of the Lord shall endure forever. The Lord shall rejoice in his works. He looketh on the earth, and it trembleth. He toucheth the hills, and they smoke. I will sing unto the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praise to my God while I have my being. My meditation of him shall be sweet. I will be glad in the Lord. Let the sinners be consumed out of the earth, and let the wicked be no more. Bless thou the Lord, O my soul. Praise ye the Lord.
Stop.